It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Early voting gets underway this week in many locations around Wisconsin. And to find out where and when, based on your address, you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
County and municipal clerks have been busy preparing for Election Day, now 2 weeks away.
They're responsible for everything from training poll workers and ordering and delivering ballots to administering in-person voting, counting ballots, and submitting results.
We're checking in now with some clerks around the state and finding out what they do to ensure the general election runs smoothly.
We begin in Marathon County in central Wisconsin, where Kim Trueblood is the clerk. Trueblood starts by explaining the difference between county and municipal clerks.
Wisconsin is one of the unique states in the country where municipal clerks have the primary responsibility for administering elections. And when we say administering elections, they are the ones who are issuing absentee ballots to voters. They are scheduling poll workers. They are the first line, I guess, that the voters will come in contact with when it comes to elections. When it comes to county clerks, we are the chief election officials for our county. We are responsible to provide our municipal clerks with all the supplies that they might need for the election. We provide them with ballots. We do all the ballot programming to make sure that the correct candidates are on the ballot in the correct municipalities and wards and precincts. So there is a little bit of a difference, especially compared to other states across the country.
Marathon County is also considering additional security measures aimed to protect election officials. The county board is voting tomorrow on updating its disorderly conduct ordinance, creating stiffer penalties.
Election officials have always been covered under our disorderly conduct ordinance, but I just wanted it to be a little bit stronger, I guess, have some stronger penalties for any of that conduct that might be directed towards an election official, just to put everybody on notice that, hey, our election officials are incredibly important people. They serve a very important role in our elections and in our democracy. And we just want to make sure that they feel safe, that they feel protected, to know that our district attorney and our law enforcement are not going to look kindly at all on any negative harassment, any threats, anything like that that might be directed towards an election official.
Have there been instances of harassment or threats to clerks in the most recent elections?
I think it depends on what your definition of harassment or threats are. Of course, you have people who may want to just mouth off and make obnoxious comments about elections. Not really any threatening behavior, so to speak. Some people will show up at the polls and maybe make some of those off-the-cuff comments that they don't think about. So you may have a voter walk into a polling place and just start mouthing off to an election official, asking why they need to show their photo ID, or making comments about, well, I hope you're only allowing citizens to vote, things like that. We have had some instances of clerks getting some phone calls, asking some kind of obnoxious questions. This is more of a proactive response, I guess, rather than a reactive response. We just want everyone to know that here in Marathon County, we take our election officials' responsibilities, and as people, we take them very seriously, and we're going to stand up for them and protect them.
Would this ordinance be clear on when a person crosses the line, when they are out of bounds?
The ordinance really follows what our disorderly conduct guidelines are. And even in our committee meetings and some of the discussions surrounding this ordinance, I don't know that there's a whole lot of clarity as to what is disorderly conduct. I think that would probably be left up to law enforcement and the district attorney. But if nothing else, it puts the people on notice that, hey, Marathon County's taking this seriously, and we're not going to tolerate any kinds of actions or perceived actions towards election officials that might be negative.
You're encouraging people to come observe different phases of administering the election. Can you talk about why you're doing that and what that looks like?
Absolutely. I think over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of misinformation, disinformation surrounding election processes. And I think a lot of people have said that we are operating in secret and we are working behind closed doors and we don't have transparency in our election processes. Nothing could be further from the truth. And we want people to see what we're doing. Come to the polls, observe the process, watch people as they register to vote. Stay at the end of the night after the polls close and watch that process in place as the votes are counted and the results are sent to the county. Come to the county when the clerks bring their election materials back on election night. Watch us get everything checked in. And as we're posting results on the website, you know, all of that process is open to the public and we are fully transparent in everything that we do. And we want people to not have any questions about what we're doing.
Do you think people will take you up on that? Do you anticipate having more election observers?
I anticipate having a lot of observers at the polls, absolutely. I know both political parties are working really hard to staff the polling places with observers, and I hope we have people take us up on that. I think that's the only way that the word will spread that, hey, our elections in Wisconsin are secure and that we function with the highest level of integrity, and we want everybody to have confidence in our elections.
A little more about you, Kim. How many years have you been county clerk, and what do you love about the job?
Oh, my goodness. There is nothing I don't love about this job. I love everything. I was appointed to this position in 2019, and then I have been, I was elected again in 2020, and of course, I'm on the ballot again this year. I have been working in this office since 2011 in elections, and I love it. I love the challenge of figuring things out. I love helping people, and I just love the process that is involved in making sure that everyone can cast their ballot.
Kim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now we head west from Marathon to Trempealeau County, where Paul Severson is in his 36th and final year as clerk. Severson has some poll worker training coming up.
There'll be 2 3-hour sessions, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. We have municipal clerks and their poll workers coming in to get revved up on and trained again, or trained the first time. We'll have some new people too, because there are some new people that are coming, but we'll have probably around 200 election workers coming to those trainings.
What will be your main message to poll workers and clerks?
My main message will be, we're going to get through this one. We always think that something is going to happen, but we are going to get through the election. We're very confident that everything will be a true election. It's not, we won't be accused of doing anything not right. We just make sure that we do everything that is correct.
What is the role of communication, communicating information and communicating election results on election night?
Okay, on election night, when each municipality is done and has got their totals, they will then call them into me. I have everybody call me, and it's voice to voice. They give me the numbers, and they don't bring in their election material until the next day. But I get the unofficial results on election night, and we do kind of periodically run reports that will tell what the vote count is on how many precincts we have in and that kind of stuff.
Do you think have questions about election integrity, has that impacted people's desire to serve in jobs like yours, to serve as clerks?
Well, I feel my integrity has been very good over the 36 years. I feel confident that every election that we've conducted in Trumbull County has been a fair election. I know some people think with the new tabulating machines that we have that there's a way that the ballots can be remarked, and there's no way that can happen. It can't. We've done many, many audits after the election. We've had recounts when the elections are close, and we've never had a problem with the hand count for a recount coming out to the exact same number that the tabulator had.
Is there anything else you'd like to add as you prepare for Election Day? Anything we haven't discussed?
I like it that the elections for observers to come and watch. On Election Day, usually go out to maybe a half a dozen municipalities just to see how they're set up and see how everything is. And everyone always has an area marked off, roped off, or whatever you want to call, for observers. And I hope more people come and watch. That is a big thing. Anybody who thinks there's problems at the elections, they should come and actually watch.
Paul, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thank you.
And now to Wausau, where the city's Republican mayor last month carted away the city's absentee ballot drop box. It's an action that's under investigation by the State Department of Justice. Wausau's municipal clerk, Caitlin Bernardi, says the drop box is back in place and in use right outside City Hall. I asked her how secure drop boxes are.
They are a secure way. I could argue that they could be more secure than the blue USPS boxes. We have just one here in the city of Wausau for our roughly 20,000 registered voters. It does have a camera on it 24/7. It is, you know, secure to the ground. There's a small opening. So we do feel that we're confident that that is a secure way for people to return their own absentee ballot.
Your poll workers have been taking some de-escalation training, from what I understand. Can you tell us more about what you're offering here?
Yeah, we wanted to make that opportunity for de-escalation training to both our poll workers as well as all clerks and poll workers in our county. We have had several poll workers request that over the last couple of years as, you know, elections have maybe become a little more not controversial, but, you know, there's strong feelings about elections, and our poll workers are frontline employees on election day. And so we wanted to offer that opportunity to them so that way, you know, they could recognize, you know, if there could be a potential, you know, elevated situation, and try to give them some skills to either de-escalate that or report it if necessary.
Do you think that the job of the clerk has become more complex with questions around election integrity and increased scrutiny?
The word complex. I do think that the position has been kind of complex for years, but as the focus has been increased more on, you know, election administration and lots of people engaged with the election, you know, it doesn't just happen on election day, but during, you know, early in-person absentee voting before election day and kind of that process after election day. It is great that more people are involved in it, but it does influence our decisions, and maybe for the better, to kind of think through, you know, how each of our actions can influence people's perceptions of how elections are administered in our municipalities.
There's an ability to observe the election process and the administering of the election. Do you anticipate you'll have more election observers this time around?
Yes. We have had our local political parties express interest in sending observers to our care facilities, which is new for our municipality. But we also have seen a steady amount of observers at each election and the three previous elections this year, too. So we do expect to have observers present. You know, we welcome them. We want to, you know, work with them, help them learn about the process, as long as it's not interfering with voters being able to cast their ballot.
You mentioned Tuesday's in-person absentee voting to be underway, and you're going to be going around to several senior care facilities. What is that going to look like this year?
Yeah, so our in-person absentee voting, we are going to move it into our council chambers for this election. We're rolling out a new security policy at our city hall, so we think that moving it into this larger open room will help it flow better for our voters, because we are expecting a large turnout of at least over or around 2,000 voters for this November election. And then for our special voting, deputy voting in our care facilities, we do expect a large turnout there as well. We have lots of eager voters who they get a great sense of pride when they are able to still have their vote heard when they cast their ballot in a care facility.
And these are called special voting deputies who assist in the care facilities. You know, that has been subject to false claims of voter fraud in past elections. Is there anything going to be done differently here, or how does that history inform what the special voting deputies do at long-term care facilities?
With voting in these care facilities, one big thing is that we always have to send poll workers who are specially trained to go into these facilities, but we send them in groups of two. So ideally, we have one Democratic appointed poll worker paired up with one Republican appointed poll worker. So they are, you know, they're doing everything together when they're, you know, asking a voter if they want to vote today. They're opening the ballot, they're sealing the ballot, and or marking down that the voter declined to vote that day. They're all doing that together, as well as everything that those special voting deputies can do is at the direction of the voter. So if the voter says, I don't want to vote, or I can't vote by myself, I request assistance, all that is at the direction of the voter. And then if that voter cannot give the direction, then they are unable to vote. So it does create the opportunity for those residents to be able to vote, especially if they're not physically able to get out of the care facility to vote on election day, or have, you know, the family nearby or loved ones, neighbors, you know, that could assist them in witnessing their absentee ballot. This process with special voting deputies allows them to have that opportunity.
Caitlin, how long have you been WASA's clerk, and what do you love about being clerk?
Yeah, I'll be in this role for 3 months next month in November. And one thing I love about this job is that every day is different. You know, I typically come in with a plan for the day, and it gets kind of thrown off course by, it could be a person coming in with the voting question, or it could be someone has some question with their dog license. You never know what a day will turn out to be, but at the end of the day, we get to help make our city a better place, which I really enjoy.
Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you again for having me.
And we just heard from Caitlin Bernardi, clerk of the city of WASA. And earlier, we heard from Paul Severson, clerk of Trempealeau County, and Kim Trueblood, clerk of Marathon County. We talked with them about their work in administering elections and how they're preparing in the lead up to November 5th. Wisconsin's official voting information site is at myvote.wi.gov.